to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here we go, guys. We're going live right now. Yeah, bring me up just... Yeah, it's that time for the I Need More Money radio show. We're popping here in the studios out of Dallas, Texas, and I'm your host, Matt Manero. What are we doing on this radio show, man? We're talking about money. Why are we talking about money? Because people are so freaked out by money. They are so afraid of what the heck they need to do. How do I get my hands on more money? And that's what this show is all about. Of course, this show does dovetail to a new book that I have coming out in the fall called I Need More Money. What to do when you wake up and you don't have enough. And money. See, contrary to popular belief, money is not the root of all evil. It's actually more like the root of life. Oh, I know. You don't want to talk about it like that, Matt. There's so much more to life. Yeah, I hear you on it. And all of it is enhanced with money. See, you need more money. And I'm here to help you get it. I'm your host. My name is Matt Manero. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Manero. I started from zero. And now one of my companies does $100 million a year. Last year we did $104 million. But guess what? I need more money. And so do you. Today, we're talking about how money holds us hostage in our careers. See, we can become so afraid to leave our guaranteed money at our current job or even in our current career that we become willing to give up our long-term happiness. We give up on our dreams because of today's paycheck, and we may even give up on our destiny because we don't have the guts to quit our job and go do what we're supposed to do. I have a friend who did this better than anyone I've ever seen. Her name is Andrea Scoli. She's out of New York City. And Andrea and I graduated college at the same time. I graduated with a hotel restaurant management degree, and she graduated with a degree in fashion merchandising. And Dallas is a area where once a year they call it the Mart, a couple times a year really, and all the fashion people come to Dallas and they show their wares, and shops from all over the region come and buy their stuff. Andrea, they're called trunk shows, and Andrea used to do trunk shows, and Dallas was on her stop. And I loved it when she would come into town because we were longtime friends. She's a great gal, and she would always come to Dallas. And I was so broke back then. That was 1995 when I was starting my business. She had the expense account, and I got to tag along with her. So she would go to the nice dinners, and she would always invite me, and I would get to get a good couple meals in there because there's no chance I could have afforded it on my own. But every time Andrea would come into town in Dallas a couple times a year, she was working for somebody else. And I would say, I don't understand it. How come you're working for somebody else? And she's like, they offered me more money, so I left. Don't you worry about that on your resume, I would say. Don't you worry about job hunting? She's like, no, you know what I worry about? I want the money. I want the raise. And today, she is the executive vice president of Halston in New York City. Big job. Along the way, at least 6 or 7 or 8 career jumps. Every time she did it, she made more money. You got to be able to leave your job, folks, and make more money. But I got a 6-step program for you. I want you to follow this 6-step program so that we can get you clear on how to do it, right? See, lots of people just leave their job and then they wonder, what am I going to do next? Wrong. I'm going to give you a six-step process and six-step program on today's show so we can get clear on it. The call-in number, just for those of you who want it, we have two calls on the board right now, but just for those of you who want to be backups, we're going to take your calls today at 866-606-8255. You can also watch this broadcast, rebroadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on my network called RoadGrit.tv. RoadGrit.tv under the show heading of I Need More Money. We're also fired up on Periscope this morning. And for everybody on Periscope who asks me a good question about career moves, I'm going to send you a copy of my book, The Grit. It's a great little quick read, about 105, 110 pages. Super quick read. Take you a couple hours to do it on an evening or early morning or a weekend. And it'll really be a good checkup for your business. I'm going to get into my six-step program on how the heck do you get out of your current situation and you get into the next situation. The first thing you have to do is you have to determine your superpower. What the heck are you good at? What is it that you're good at? Now, here's how the superpower becomes so difficult to figure out. You see, we don't really understand what our superpower is because it comes very easy to us, right? So in order to determine what your superpower is, you got to have the guts to ask other people, hey, would you mind telling me what I'm good at? Tell me what you like about me. Tell me what you think my strength is. Because for those of us with a superpower, and we all have one, we're not thinking about our superpower because it usually comes as part of our DNA, right? Speakers are often great speakers, but they don't really realize it. Only other people realize it. Why? Because speaking comes so naturally to them. Some bookkeepers are unbelievable at crunching the numbers and analyzing the numbers, but they don't really look at it as a superpower when other people in the office might say, oh my gosh, nobody crunches numbers better than that guy. Make sure that that guy gets that project. So step number one on my six-step process on how you move careers, you got to determine your superpower, and you got to have the guts to start asking other people, hey, what's my superpower? What do you like about me? What do you think I'm best at? Number two, you got to focus all your attention on that superpower. You've got to do everything possible to put fuel on the fire to get mastery to your superpower. You need to watch videos. You need to read about it. You need to ask questions. You need to role play with other people so that your superpower begins to get fueled and blossom. Super important that once you understand what your superpower is, you need to be able to get really good at it. Master your superpower. Number three. Once you've figured out what your superpower is and you've fueled your superpower because you put tremendous amount of attention on it, you cannot follow traditional channels to go find a new position that supports your superpower. You need to go out to the marketplace. You need to drop the online resume search balonies. You need to drop the headhunters and the recruiters because you don't need those guys now. We're going to come back to that later on, but you don't need those guys. What you need is to find five or six companies that you think could benefit from your superpower. So in the studio with me today is my man Dennis, our video production guy. If Dennis believes that video production is an absolute superpower for him, guess what he needs to do? He needs to pick five or six companies that Dennis believes his superpower of video production can benefit. He happened to have found one in our company. Why? Because he's the only guy that does video production for us. So whether it's a superpower for you, Dennis, or not, it's a superpower for us because you're the only guy doing it. So it's a huge opportunity for you here because we believe you have a superpower in video production. If you believe it, then we have a great fit together.
What would you say your superpower is, Matt?
My superpower? Interesting question, Dennis. I think my superpower is that I will fight to the death for the underdog.
I would say that's about right, yeah.
That I will fight like a gladiator to the death for the underdog, to help people who in some way, shape, or form have been slighted, have been given the shaft, have been let down, have been hurt. I will help those people put the pieces back together and become great. That's what my purpose is. And the reason for that is because all of those things have happened to me.
You've been there and back.
I have been to hell and back. And I'm here to say that if I can do it, anyone can do it. It was not supposed to be like this for me, but it has. So that would be my superpower. And I'm going to fuel everything for the rest of my life. It took me, I'm 47 years old. It probably took me 46 and a half years to understand that. Way too long. Should have done it earlier. Should have had someone help me. Should have asked for help. Never did. Nobody came along to help me ever. I was just telling somebody about this the other day. Never did somebody come along to give me a hand. I had to figure all this stuff out on my own. And if I can help other people figure it out in a shorter period of time, then doggone it, I'm playing to my superpower. I want to thank you for asking me that question, Dennis. That's a hell of a question. Hey, we're coming back for segment two here of the I Need More Money radio show. Don't forget to call us at 866-606-8255. We are talking about how do you get the guts to leave your job and go to the next opportunity. Stick around.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $299. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $399 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free With Purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome back to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Sorry about a little trouble we were having on our call-in line, this 866 number we were giving out. We're having a little bit of trouble on it. So if you stick around with me, I'm going to give you the proper number if you have an interest in calling in here.
We do have Dame on the line, though.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do have Dame.
Beautiful. Guys, I'm going to take a caller right out of the gates because I'm very interested to talk to... is it Dame? Dame, am I pronouncing your name right?
Right, Matt. Dame Grant.
Awesome. Wow, that sounds like a movie star name. Dame Grant? That's pretty powerful,
yeah,
buddy.
I'm trying. And, you know, it's one syllable per name, so I'm trying to, like, pack a 1-2 punch.
That's awesome. Hey, Dame, I'm very appreciative of your call today. Where are you calling from? What part of the country are you in?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, great. Now, Dame, we're talking about on the show today, and our screener gave me a little bit of your background. We're talking about having the guts to move from one career path to another, one job to another. And my screener told me that there were a number of years where you actually had four W-2s in one 12-month period of time. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. I have a bunch of people who can vouch for that, not just my accountant, who's also one of my best friends. There were definitely times where, you know, I would bring a stack of W-2s to his office and, you know, he'd try to get me a little money back.
Now, what was the reason for that, Dame? Was the reason that you kept moving around from job to job every couple months in an effort to move up the food chain, or were you getting fired from these jobs?
You know, a majority of it was just trying to balance a few different things at once in order really to find out what I was good at, where my passion was, and finding out what's going to be my hobby versus what's going to be sustainable for me.
Got it.
And so there wasn't really, there wasn't really an issue of trying to move up the food chain or getting the axe. It was just, I had, you know, as a single person and tons of time on my hand and tons of energy and, you know, tons of inexperience. I felt that it was, you know, in my best interest at that time to do all I can.
Yeah. So, Dame, what was your superpower that you ended up determining that you really are good at? What came of this sort of searching for what is Dame meant to do? What did you end up doing?
I ended up getting into stand-up comedy, which was always my passion. But there was many roadblocks I put in front of myself in terms of fear and not having the patience and not prepping myself for the opportunity to come along.
Yeah.
So the struggle with having so many side jobs and so many things that you really put yourself in a position where you can't focus on one thing. And that was one of the lessons I learned, was that, you know, there comes a time where you have to be conservative and you have to really step back and look at a bigger picture and set aside the distractions and really focus on what what's going to be your calling.
You got it. But here's the question that everybody's asking today is, look, sounds good. I hate my job. I want to do something else, but I need the paycheck. I need my steady paycheck. So I can't leave this nightmare that I'm in because I need the paycheck to put food on the table. How did you have the guts to keep being able to do that, to keep rolling the dice until you actually found what your superpower was?
You know, it takes the ability to dig in deep, Matt, dig in deep and know that the process is slow. It's a very methodical, slow process. So, you know, for me, for a while, stand-up comedy, which does not pay right out the gate, I maintained an actual job that allowed me to have a paycheck and stability and pay rent or mortgage and support myself. And you start with a percentage. If you look at it in terms of a chart, you know, you have 100% or have your actual job and a small percentage of what you're looking to transition into, and slowly you want that percentage to decrease on your reality and increase on your passion. For example, there were times where I was taking interviews and for my actual job and conference calls, I should say, and on the in one phone, and then on the other phone, I'm trying to balance an interview with a comedy club. So, you know, I'm literally in this bind of like, which is more important, which do I sacrifice? And it really just takes sacrifice and a little bit of lying. You have to be a good liar. You have to be a little bit maybe manipulative. Oops, did I say that? In order to really make the transition happen. So it's a slow process. You have to put yourself in that space and that mentality to say, I want to be here. You know, this is where I want to be. I understand that there's going to be some sacrifices that I have to make, and I've cut my teeth in on certain aspects, but in the long haul, it will pay off.
Well, Dame, I appreciate your call. I wish you the best of luck. I'm happy that you found your superpower, and I, again, I appreciate your time today calling into my show, buddy. Take care of yourself, okay?
Matt, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dame. Bye. Guys, I'm moving to another caller here. I got my friend Matt Crane on the line. Matt, welcome aboard, buddy. Matt Crane, are you with us?
I am here, sir.
Dude, what's up? I got 3 minutes in this segment, man. Lay it on us, buddy. Tell us how the cow eats the cabbage, baby.
Well, here's what you got to understand. First of all, I'm going to hit you with my superpower. I'm an ultimate grinder. There's nobody in the world that will go after what they want harder than me. Take no prisoners, right? But
I love it.
Here's what I tell people. The easiest thing to do is let someone else bet on themselves and you try to position, right? The hardest thing to do is you bet on you and go all in. So for me, Matt, the lessons that I've learned over the past 3 years is very simple. You can have great personality. You can look great. You can be in the best shape. You can have all the right things to say. But if you aren't committed to you first, then you'll never, ever, ever be able to show somebody that you're really committed to the ultimate goal, right? So for me, how do you eat the cabbage? It's very simple. You get willing to put it on your plate, and you divvy it out to everybody else first before you even take a bite. And here's what I say to that, Matt. My wife and my two boys will eat before anyone else. And then the people that I want to attract to my business will eat next. And then their friends will eat next. And then their friends will eat next. And by the time it's time for me to eat, all these people are bringing me more cabbage. So I say this, Matt, and you've inspired me with your book, The Grit. Stop talking shit. Stop acting big. Stop thinking you're cool. And stop thinking you're good is good enough. You got to be all in on yourself and go great. Thank you for letting me on the show. I'm going to hop off and just listen to the rest of it, my friend.
Matt, that was a boom call, big guy. That was awesome. Thank you, Matt. Guys, I got 30 seconds left in this segment. Look, you heard two kind of different stories there. One, Dame told us that maybe we need to be a little manipulative and a little bit, I'm not sure the other word he used. I really couldn't, what'd he say, a liar? I tell you the truth, I couldn't, I'm going to get to that in my six-step program today. I couldn't disagree with that more. That was just, I don't believe that you have to be into that. And then you had Matt Crane come in and just talk about the grind and banging it. Thanks, everybody. Stick around for segment three.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
love you, Chef. Top 1%. They all make big money. Welcome back. Segment 3 of the I Need More Money radio show. We're talking about money. We're talking about career changes. We're talking about how do you have the guts to go from the steady paycheck to your destiny, to what you're supposed to be doing. Super, super important. We've taken two great calls so far today. I just want to recap. We got through three steps of my six-step process. The first step is you gotta determine your superpower. What are you naturally good at? See, it may not come easy to you. You may not know it off the top of your head because it comes so natural to you. So you don't look at it as your superpower. You just look at it as, well, that's me. That's who I am. No, no, no. You need help. You got to tap into that superpower. Once you tap into that superpower, you need to focus massive levels of attention to master that superpower. Get as good as you possibly can. And number three, once you've figured out your superpower, you focused a lot of attention and resources and effort onto your superpower, it's time for you to go out to the marketplace and get paid for it. And how do you do that? You either go and do business for yourself if you want, or you find an employer that can benefit from that superpower. And step number three is when you're finding the employer, do not follow the traditional channels. Forget about headhunters. Forget about recruiters. Forget about online, Dennis?
Monster,
Indeed. Forget about that stuff. That's not, if you post that resume up there and think your superpower is going to get noticed in your dream job, it ain't going to happen. You need to pick five or six companies that you want to go after and start calling the person who runs that department. So if you're a salesperson, you want to call the director of sales. If you're in marketing, you want to call the director of marketing. If you're in human resources, you want to call the VP of human resources at that company. You do not want to go through human resources unless human resources is your superpower. You want to call that person directly, tell them you have a superpower that will benefit them, and ask for a 5-minute interview, personal interview. And you go into that interview, and guess what you talk about? Your superpower and how it benefits the organization, and that's it. Don't talk about your school. Don't talk about your family life. Don't talk about your hobbies. Talk about your superpower and how that superpower will benefit that company. Why do you need to do that like that? Because you only got 5 minutes. If it expands to 10 minutes, 15, 20, 30, and they love you, talk about whatever you want. But in that first 5 minutes, you got to whack them right between the eyes with what your superpower is and how it benefits their organization. I'm moving to the phones right now. I got Blake on the line. Blake, welcome aboard.
Matt, thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I'm happy that you called, buddy. Thank you for connecting on Periscope and then jumping on the line, pal.
Yeah, I followed you for a long time. I just got to say that the three people that I follow religiously and find to be influential. Two of those you probably know, but you're in the third one. So just want to
isn't
say
that
thank
awesome,
you for doing
dude? I thank you for saying that. Again, I mean, I appreciate that. What would you say is the reason that you follow me? Again, I'm just trying to tap into my superpower by asking you the question that we're talking about being asked on the show today. So what is it that you like about it?
Well, one of the reasons I follow you is, of course, I like your style, and you seem like a great guy. The second thing is I know that you run a successful company, and I see you out there, you know, just pushing it. And to reference what I'm sure is a mutual friend, you're 10Xing it. And so those are people that I like to follow and attempt to emulate.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate that. I really do. And I hope that, you know, all of this stuff is translating into what's going on in your world. So let's take it there for a sec. What is going on in your world? I mean, where are you in your career, in your life? I mean, tell us what you're up to.
Yeah, so, and the reason your show got my attention, I wouldn't normally do this, but your show got my attention because I had to quit a job and move to the next step, or the next level. Hopefully it's not a sideways move. It's a vertical move up, right? So I did that 3 years ago. I went through that transition myself. And a couple of things for me was finding, you refer to it as a superpower. I like that. That's a new one to me. For me, it was finding the thing I was good at. And I had a couple of people sit down with me and go through that process. And the simplest answer, and I'm not trying to hijack your show when I say this, the simplest answer that I could come up with is, what is the thing that I would get up and do on a Saturday morning if I just had the day to myself?
Nice.
And I knew instantly what that was, fortunately for me.
And what was it?
Well, I like to buy houses, whether it's to rent them, sell them, owner finance them, whatever, doesn't matter. I like to buy houses. Not as a realtor, not as, you know, I do flip property, but that's my thing. I love real estate. I don't like being a contractor or a builder. I don't like being a real estate agent. I just like to be the guy that owns it.
That's perfect, man. See, people think that when they start to tap into their superpower, they say, well, my superpower is real estate. No, you got to go deeper than that. Are you buying? You selling? You flipping? You renovating? Are you keeping? It has to drill down. Superpowers have to be very specific, and I love how you found that. You said, well, I think I'm gravitating towards real estate, but I'm really gravitating towards owning this real estate, and I assume keeping it and renting it out, right?
I do all of it. That's right.
That's it, man. That's
for
it.
Me, I read a book. I had a 70-something-year-old guy that I was over, happened to be talking to him one day, and he had a book on his coffee table called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'm sure you've maybe even read it.
Sure.
And definitely heard
sure.
of it.
Sure, Kiyosaki.
I was 14. He handed it to me and said, you know, I really think you should read this.
Yep.
I took it home and read it, and from that point, I knew what I wanted to do.
That's just awesome.
Needed a little bit of time to put it together.
That's awesome,
so,
man.
Bought my first piece of real estate at 19. And I've never stopped. And I
so, Blake, congratulations. You found something very early in life, man. That's very beneficial. Most people don't have that luxury of finding that superpower early on. And so where they end up being in life is they end up in their 30s or 40s. They maybe have the big mortgage. They've got some car payments. The kids' college is weighing on their mind. They're underperforming in their retirement accounts, both in the way the retirement account is performing and the deposits that they're putting in. It makes it very difficult to leave that steady paycheck, man. So you did something. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
So anyway, you got lucky in that regard, and you also got lucky because you were asking those questions, and then you had someone who actually helped you with that. The point of this show, my friend, is that a lot of us don't even have that help, and I'm not saying that this guy gave you a roadmap, but he at least took an interest in you. When I look back on my situation, and I it's hard for me to really understand this, but I actually believe it to be true. No one helped me. Nobody. My old man didn't help me. My mom didn't help me. I didn't have an uncle that helped me. I didn't have a cousin that helped me. I didn't have a freaking friend that helped me. Nobody.
But Matt, I don't want to argue with you. I used to think that I was highly disadvantaged because of the financial situation I grew up in, which was not ideal. But I realized that's what made me hungry at 14.
Totally. Totally. So you and I are on the same page because... some people would look at your background or my background and they would say, well, woe is me, woe is me. I don't look at it as a curse. It was a blessing for me. The way it all played out, I wouldn't change a doggone thing. I love it because you and I both took negatives and we turned them into positives.
I grew up in the rural South, not a lot of opportunity, very few people. I think median income in the county I still live in is like $19,000 a year. There's not a lot of opportunity. It's not a good place. It's not the place to make money. If you're going to make money, this isn't the place to live. So for a long time, I piled on all that stuff. Even though I went through some of this, I piled on all this stuff. But then I realized that that's what set me apart. But here's the other piece I'd like to just throw out there. Here's the other thing I'd like to throw out there. When I really got serious, and look, maybe not everybody has this opportunity, but when I really got serious, two things took place. One is I sat down and had what I call the deathbed conversation. Do I want to look back on my life and wish that I would have went for it? Or do I just want to play it safe all my life? And I realized that if I was 80 and dying, my biggest number one regret would simply be not going for it. Whether I succeeded or failed wouldn't matter. My biggest number one regret would be not going for it.
Yeah, so I like it.
While I was scared to fail, I reached a point in my life where I was more scared not to fail.
So Blake, listen,
and to get out and try it.
Look, I'm down to I'm down to 30 seconds on this segment. I want to thank you for your call and sharing the story.
Absolutely.
A couple great takeaways for the audience here. Number one takeaway, look for that superpower. Don't be afraid to ask for it. What do you think I'd be good at? Second takeaway for me is I love the deathbed conversation where Blake actually laid on the bed and said, what does it look like in my end of my years? And that gave him the motivation. Blake, turn it around, big guy. Keep doing great stuff. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right. And it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
We only have a few minutes left, folks. We're down to the wire. Segment four. I know you'll be disappointed that this show has to come to an end, and I'm sorry that the show's got to come to an end as well, because I could talk about this subject for a long time. How do you get the guts to leave your job and go after your superpower? We had some great calls today. Number four on my checklist, my six-point checklist of how you prepare yourself to leave, quit your job, go find what you're supposed to be doing, is contrary to what our first caller, Dame, said. Because step number four on mine is talk to your current boss. See, I think, whoa, I can't talk to my current boss. No. I need to sneak around. I need to steal company time. I need to lie to my coworkers and my boss about what I'm doing so I can go on interviews so that I can then prepare myself, line myself up with my new employer, probably steal a couple customer lists while I'm doing it, and then I'll go in and tell my boss on a Friday afternoon. Bad choice. Horrible choice. Horrendous choice. Don't lie about it. Look, Harvey McKay, the author of a fantastic book called Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive, says, go ahead and burn your bridges, but you better be a damn good swimmer. Don't burn bridges. There's no reason to it. First off, you should be working for a company that values you, cares about you, wants you to do better. If you're not working for that kind of company, you should be thinking about leaving anyway, right? That's not a good long-term situation for you. But the last thing on earth you want to do is go around lying and cheating and developing your next career move behind everyone's back. I've had it done to me. I've done it to previous employers. I don't talk to any of them anymore. I don't talk to one of the employees who did it to me, and I certainly don't talk to any of my previous employers because they look at me as a dirtbag. Don't do it. Go to your boss. Talk to your boss and say, listen, I'm thinking about leaving. I'm thinking about doing something different that's better connected for me. It's not competition for you. I'm not trying to take business from you. I just need to go do this thing. And if your boss has half a brain, he or she will say, number one, they might say, whoa, you can't leave. I need to pay more money to you. And boom, you just got yourself a raise. Okay? Maybe to the point of equal to or better than or where you were thinking about going. Boom, problem solved. Or secondly, they might say, no problem, I get it. I want to help you with it. Maybe I can call a few people. Maybe I can work my Rolodex for you. Let's not burn the bridge. Let's stay in touch because you never know when people get promoted. Look, I've been doing business with this bank since 1999. My sales rep was the third person hired at the bank. Today, he runs a $1.6 billion per year origination for the bank. He's like the fourth highest guy at the bank, and now they have somewhere around 350 employees. We're tight. We've done a lot of great business together. We've done a little bit of bad business together, some deals that went bad. But I have 17 years under my belt with him of never burning bridges, of staying close, staying in contact, watching out for each other's back. You want to do that. So my man Dame, who made that point that he Dennis, what did he say?
He said he needed to lie a little, manipulate a little.
Lie and manipulate. Just remove those words from your life.
Definitely.
Lie and manipulate have no purpose in anyone's life. Just get rid of those two words, period. Lie and manipulate. You never want to lie or manipulate ever in anything. Number five, never quit one job without the other. Never. Stupid move. Don't quit a job until you have another job lined up. You need the money coming in, folks. If you're ready to go, give your current employer the 2 weeks notice. If they let you go on the spot and they pay you for the next 2 weeks, great. Never leave one job without the other job, without having another job. And the sixth one is commit 110% for 1 year to the new job. Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, says it best. He says, LinkedIn will not offer an employee any employment contract longer than 6 to 12 months. That's it. Why does he say that? Because he believes that the employee cannot commit to the organization at 110% for longer than 12 months, nor can the employer commit to the employee at 110% for longer than 12 months. So LinkedIn does 6 months or 12 months employment contracts, and both commit to 110% commitment to each other during that period of time. I would suggest the same for you. Once you've made the leap, allocate 110% of your focus and your energy and your commitment to that position for 1 year. Go all in. Don't limp into it. Don't start the new job and say, well, it's probably going to take me like 3 months to figure my way around here and, you know, how the systems work and then, of course, where the coffee is and what time everybody takes lunch and all that. So don't do any of that stuff. Commit. Boom. All in 110%. Because remember, now what we're playing with is your superpower. So you want to fuel that superpower all the time. You don't want to soft sell, light change, barely tap into the superpower. You want to go all in with that superpower right away, day one, blow the place up, get people doing jumping jacks for Jesus that they hired you. So rule number six is commit at 110% effort for 1 year. After that, lift your head up, see what other opportunities are available for you if that's what you want, or recommit for another year. But guess what? If you've done it right, if you've tapped into your superpower, if you've fueled your superpower, if you've got the position that you wanted because you identified the companies that you think your superpower could benefit, if you didn't burn bridges in your previous existence, if you didn't quit the job for the new job so you've got money coming in and you commit for 110% for that 1 year, you know what's going to happen? People are going to come calling for your butt. They're going to know about you. You're going to now be a player. You will have moved up the food chain, and people will begin to call you and want you. And they're going to really want you because you didn't burn bridges, you fueled your superpower, and they know that you had your head down and gave that current employer 110% of your effort for at least a year. Hey, that's how we finish the show. The I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. I'd love to give you the phone number to call, but I don't even know what the damn phone number is anymore, so I can't give you a phone number. But I do know you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero, and you can watch this episode on roadgrit.tv. I Need More Money. Appreciate everybody. Until the next time we talk, thanks.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.